Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Monday, June 21st of 2021. And of course, I do want to say to all of you, happy summer. We've made it to summer. Albeit today here in Michigan, it is, you could call it chilly by summer standards, and it will also be tomorrow, which I am actually rather sad about, in a way, because when it's only in the upper 60s, it makes it a lot harder to enjoy, you know, stuff, different things like the outdoor pool. Which during the summer, I love it. But I do apologize for the late start. We have had some technical difficulties that we have now since figured out. And so we are couple things real quick that I want to mention before we get into the meat of the night, you know, with our worship and then into the Word of God, and then a little tiger discussion. First off, I want to mention that Michigan fully opens up tomorrow, announced by our governor here on Thursday. I will say, though, anytime you choose a certain date like that, it's rather arbitrary, especially when cases continue to go down. When they're going down, that supports opening up. And I'm not going to get into what I think about the whole lockdown thing. Should we lock down? Should we not lock down? And how it involves, and what about the Constitution and all these different things. We can talk about that maybe on the 5th, when I do my show on the 5th, which would be 2 weeks from today. On that show, it would be a show about America. And it wouldn't be, it would not be political. It would be like, what were we designed to be? One of the things we were designed to be is a free nation. And so we'd be discussing that on that night. Okay? Another thing I want to mention, I want you to pray for me. No, this isn't anything bad. This is actually good. So just because you hear somebody say, oh, I need prayer, that doesn't mean it's bad by any means. No. In fact, this is actually very good. I have an interview Wednesday with ESPN 100.9 FM. And they want to interview me to see if I'm a good fit. What they're looking for, ESPN 100.9 FM is, of course, an ESPN station based here out of Midland at Dow Diamond, at high top Dow Diamond. Of course, Dow Diamond is the home stadium of the Great Lakes Loons. All right. So keep that in your prayers. Yeah, I don't have the time tonight to get into how long I've been wanting to do radio and sports broadcasting for and how I got interested in it. I don't have that kind of time tonight to play with. I don't have it. So just keep that in your prayers. the two other things real quick that I'm going to mention is just remember the book. Go online to riversofmiracles.com to find out information about the book. Rivers of Miracles tells the story of the first 30 years of my life and all the different miracles that God's done. And I know God's not done with me yet. God still has miracles planned. He's going to do more miracles in me, in my body. Amen. Also, I want to remind you, we have our PayPal. You can go online to PayPal. In the search bar, you type in Rivers Shukla. Again, that is R-Y-V-E-R-S-S-H-U-K-L-A in the search bar. Then you choose the amount you would like to give. Keep in mind, I pray over every seed I get. I pray over these seeds and call you blessed. And how many of you know we can plugged in to the heaps? The time of the heaps. Tomorrow night when I come back, I'm going to take a few minutes and talk to them again about the heaps again, because we still have a month, and after today, tomorrow you'll have like a month and 8 days left of heaps, and you can still get in on this. And what it's about is the blessing of the Lord. Well, I don't believe in heaps. Oh, you can be in a heap of trouble. You can have a heap of worry, heaps of oppression, depression, heaps of masks, heaps of toilet paper. I mean, heaps of empty things that have no toilet paper on them. Oh, heaps of, not those kind of heaps. No. Of course, they can be good or they can be bad. Of course, we're talking good heaps. Blessing of the Lord. Amen. The verse I want to leave you with tonight is, it says here, a good man giveth an inheritance to his children's children, which means grandchildren. Now we are going to go into some worship, and then we are going to get right into the word of the Lord thereafter. Well, like I said, we are going to sing a couple songs. Can't stop talking about everything you've done. You're the best thing that happened since the world begun. You didn't come cheap, but I gotta go free. The hope of glory, Christ in me. You can't stop talking about everything you've done. Best thing that happened since the world begun. Didn't come cheap, but I gotta go free. It's the hope of glory, Christ in me. Something to see what my spirit was like. Remember, you look just what you find. Every step I took, he took too. If he did it for me, then he'll do it for you. Mm-hmm. I can't stop talking about everything you've done. The best thing that happened since the world begun. It didn't come cheap, but I gotta go free. It's the hope of glory, Christ in me. Help me to see what my spirit was like. It's amazing if you look just what you'll find. Every step I took, he took too. If he did it for me, he will do it for you. Do you know him? Yes, I do. Do you know what I'm saying is true? Do you know him? Yes, I do. If he did it for me, then he'll do it for you. Do you know him? Yes, I do. Do you know what I'm saying is true? Do you know him? Yes, I do. If he did it for me, then he'll do it for you. Do you know him? Yes, I do. Do you know what I'm saying is true? Do you know him? Yes, I do. If he did it for me, he will do it for you. Do you know him? Yes, I do. Do you know what I'm saying is true? Do you know him? If he did it for me, then I'll do it for you. Man, stop talking about everything you've done. It's the best thing that happened since the world begun. Didn't come cheap, but I gotta go free. It's the hope of glory, Christ in me. Can't stop talking about everything you've done. It's the best thing that happened since the world begun. Didn't come cheap, but I gotta go free. It's the hope of glory, Christ in me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, you're the lover of my soul. Jesus, I will never let you go. You've taken me from the miry clay. You set my feet upon a rock, and now I know I love you. I need you. Though my world may fall, I'll never let you go. My Savior, my closest friend, I will worship you until the very end. Jesus, you're the lover of my soul. Jesus, I will never let you go. You've taken me from the miry clay. You set my feet upon a rock, and now I know that I love you, I need you. Though my world may fall, I'll never let you go. My Savior, my closest friend, I will worship you until the very end. I love you, I'll need you. Though my world may fall, I'll never let you go. My Savior, my closest friend, I will worship you until the very end. Jesus, you are the lover of my soul. Jesus, I will never let you go. You've taken me from the miry clay. You set my feet upon a rock, and now I know I love you. I need you. Though my world may fall, I'll never let you go. My Savior, my closest friend, I will worship you until the very end. I love you. I love you. I need you. Though my world may fall, I'll never let you go. My Savior, my closest friend, I will worship you until the very end. 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 Oh, there's none like you, Jesus. None like you, Jesus. He's awakening the hope in me by calling forth my destiny. He's breathing life into my bones. I will thirst for him, in him alone. He has come like the rain showers on the barren plain. So my heart and tongue confess, Jesus Christ, hope of man. My hope is in you, God. I am steadfast, I will not be moved. My anchor never shaken. Oh, my hope is in you. He's breathing life into my soul by calling forth my destiny. He's breathing life into my soul. I will thirst for him and him alone. He has come like the rain showers on barren plain. So my heart and tongue confess, Jesus Christ, the hope of man. My hope is in you, God. I am steadfast, I will not be moved. My anchor never shaken. Oh, my hope is in you. Oh, well, my hope is in you, God. I am steadfast, I will not be moved. My anchor never shaken. All my hope is in you. He's bringing hope to the hopeless. He's bringing love to the broken. He is the joy. He is the joy. He is my joy. He is my home. Bringing his heart to the broken. Sharing his home with the orphan. He is my joy. He is my joy. He is bringing hope to the hopeless. Sharing his heart with the broken. Sharing his home with the orphan. He is my joy. He is my joy. He is the vision heart we're embracing. He is the Father's heart we're embracing. He is the song we're declaring. He is my joy. He is my joy. Hope arise. Let 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 hope arise. My hope is in you, God. I am steadfast. I will not be moved. My anchor never shaken. All my hope is in you. When my hope is in you, God, I am steadfast. I will not be my anchor never shaken. All my hope is in you. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Our hope is always in you. Our hope is always in you. Our hope is always in you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, that no matter what we go through, we can always put our hope in you, whatever the issue may be. You are the answer. You are the answer, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. You are the answer. You have the answer to every we have need of. And now, Lord God, I just thank you for who you are. We worship you and we praise you for that tonight. And now, Lord God, I thank you for this broadcast tonight. I thank you, Lord God, for every listener who has decided to tune in. I pray, Lord God, that as they tune in, those who have tuned in tonight, that as we study your word tonight, that you would just quicken them, strengthen them. Thank you that as we study your word, they will focus on you. Not on these other things, not on the pressures of life, not on the disappointments of life, and all these other things. And I just thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in these listeners tonight. And I just invite you to come in and move, Holy Spirit. You do whatever you want. Okay. Thank you, Lord God, for everything that you are. Everything that you're doing. Everything that you've done, everything that you're going to do. In Jesus' name. Now I make my confession over this program tonight. I say that sponsors and partners will come into this program, that finances will come into this program, that increases in listenership will come to this program, and most of all, Jesus, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into the kingdom of God as a result of this wonderful radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen, 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 and amen. Open your Bibles, if you would please, to the book of 2 Samuel 15. Let me just check my clock. Okay, 2 Samuel 15, and we are just going to continue marching ahead in the Bible. Now we can move forward. Let me just make sure I didn't miss 14 before we go to 15. Just bear with me a second. We'll go to 15. In the course of time, Absalom provided himself with a chariot, horses, 50 men to run ahead of him. He would get up early, stand to the side of the road leading to the city gate. Whenever anyone came with a complaint placed before the king for the decision, Absalom would call out to him, "What then? Where are you from?" He would answer, "Your servant is from one of the tribes of Israel." Actually, we read this one. We read the passage where he fled also. We're going to 16. Sorry about that. Chapter 16. We'll begin with verse 1. When David had gone a short distance from the summit, there was Ziba, the steward, Mephibosheth, waiting to meet him. He had a string of donkeys saddled, loaded with 200 loaves of bread, 100 cakes of raisins, 100 cakes of figs, and a bottle of wine. The king asked Ziba, "Why have you brought all these?" Ziba answered, "The donkeys are for the king's household to ride on. The bread and fruit are for the men to eat. And the wine is to refresh those who become exhausted in the desert." The king then asked, "Where is your master's grandson?" Ziba asked him. He said, "He is staying in Jerusalem because he thinks today the house of Israel will give me back my grandfather's kingdom." Then the king said to Ziba, "All that belonged to Mephibosheth is now yours." "I humbly bow," Ziba said, "favor in your eyes, my lord the king." Verse 9. King David approached Bahurim, a man from the same clan as Saul's family, came out from there. His name was Shimei, son of Gera, and he cursed as he came out. He pelted David and all the king's officials with stones. So all the troops and the special guard were on David's right and left. As he cursed, Shimei said, "Get out, get out, you man of blood, you scoundrel. The Lord has repaid you for all the blood that you shed in the household of Saul. In his place you have reigned. The Lord has handed the kingdom over to your son Absalom. You have come to ruin because you are a man of blood." Then Abishai, son of Zeruiah, said to the king, "Why should this dead dog curse my lord the king? Let me go over and cut off his head." But the king said, "What do you and I have in common, you sons of Zeruiah? If he is cursing because the Lord said to him, 'Curse David,' then who can ask, 'Why do you do this?'" David then said to Abishai and all his officials, "My son, who is with my of my own flesh, is trying to take my life. How much more, then, this Benjamite? Leave him alone. Let him curse, for the Lord has told him to. It may be the Lord will see my distress and repay me with good for the curse that I'm receiving today." David and his men continued along the road while Shimei was going along the hillside opposite him, cursing as he went, throwing stones at him, showering him with dirt. The king and all the people with him arrived at their destination exhausted. And there, he refreshed himself. Verse 15, "Meanwhile, Absalom and all the men of Israel came to Jerusalem, and Ahasuerus was with them. Then Hushai, the Archite, David's friend, went to Absalom and said to him, 'Long live the king, long live the king.' Absalom asked Hushai, 'Is this the love you show your friend? Why didn't you go with your friend?' Hushai said to Absalom, 'No. The one chosen by the Lord of their people and to all the men of Israel, his I will be, and I will remain with him. Furthermore, whom should I serve? Shouldn't I serve the son just as I served your father? So I will serve you.' Absalom said to Ahithophel, 'Give us your advice. What should we do?' Ahithophel answered, 'Lie with your father's concubines, whom he left to take care of the place. Then all Israel will hear that you have made yourself a chest in your father's, a stench to your father's nostrils in the hands of everyone. You'll be strengthened.' So they pitched a tent for Absalom on the roof. He lay with his father's concubine in the sight of all Israel. Now, in those days, the advice of Noah gave was like that of one who inquires of God. That was how both David and Absalom regarded all of Ahithophel's advice. 17. Ahithophel said to Absalom, I would choose 12,000 men and set out in pursuit of David. I would attack him while he is weary and weak. I would strike him with terror, and then all the people with him will flee. I would strike down only the king and bring all the people back to you. The death of the man you seek will mean the return of all. All the people will be unharmed. This plan seemed good to Absalom and to all the elders of Israel. Absalom said, summon also Hushai the Archite so that we can hear what he has to say. When Hushai came to him, Absalom said, Abasal has given this advice. Should we do what he says? If not, give us your opinion. Replied Absalom, go away, telemarketer. Excuse me. He said to Absalom, the advice Asal has given is not this time. You know your father and his men. They are fighters and as fierce as a wild or robbed cub. Besides, your father is not an experienced fighter. He will not spend the night with the troops. Even now, he is hidden in a cave or some other place. If he should attack your troops first, whoever hears about it will say, there has been a slaughter among the troops who follow Absalom. Then even the bravest soldiers, whose heart is like the heart of a lion, will melt with fear. For all Israel knows that your father is a fighter, and that those with him are brave. So I advise you, let all Israel from Dan to Beersheba, as numerous as the sand on the seashore, be gathered to you. With yourself leading them into battle, then we will attack him wherever he may be found. We will fall on him as dew settles on the ground. Neither he nor any of his men will be left alive. If he withdraws into a city, then all Israel will bring holes to the city, and we will drag it down to the valley until not even a piece of it can be found. Absalom and all the men of Israel said, the advice of Hushai the Archite is better than that of Ahithophel. For the Lord had determined to frustrate the good advice Ahithophel in order to bring disaster on Absalom. Hushai told Zadok and Abiathar, the priests, Haslam has advised Absalom and the elders of Israel to do such and such, such and such, but I have advised them to do so-and-so. In other words, this other thing. Now send a message immediately. Tell David, do not spend the night at the fords in the desert. Cross over without fail, or the king and all the people with him will be swallowed up. Jonathan and Armand were standing at En Rogel. A servant girl was to go and inform them, and they were to go and tell King David, so they could not risk being seen entering the city. But a young man saw them and told Absalom. So two of them left quickly, went to the house with a man in Bahurim, and he had a well courtyard, and they climbed down into it. His wife took a covering, spread it out over the opening of the well, and scattered salt grain over it. No one knew anything about it. When Absalom's men came to the woman at the house, they asked, "Where are Ahimaaz and Jonathan?" The woman answered them, "They crossed over the brook." The men searched, found no one. They returned to Jerusalem. After the men had gone, they too climbed out of the well and went to inform King David. They said to him, "Set out, cross the river at once. Haslam has advised such and such against you." David and all the people with him set out, crossed the Jordan. By daybreak, no one was left who had not crossed the Jordan. When Abba saw that his advice had not been followed, he saddled his donkey, set out for his house in his hometown. He put his house in order and then hanged himself. He died and was buried in his father's tomb. David went to Mahanaim, and Absalom crossed the Jordan with all the men of Israel. Absalom had appointed Amasa over the army in place of Joab. Amasa was the son of a man named Jetheth, an Israelite who had married Abigail, the daughter of Nahum and sister of Zeruiah, the mother of Joab. The Israelites and Absalom camped in the land of Gilead. When David came to Mahanaim, Shobai, son of Nahum, from Reba, the Ammonites, and Mekab, son of Amuel, Lodabar, and the Gileadite, brought bedding, the bulls, and articles of pottery. They also brought wheat, barley, flour, roasted grain, beans, lentils, honey, curds, sheep, cheese from cows, milk for David and his people to eat. And they said, The people have become hungry and tired and thirsty in the desert. So, what you see here, folks, is Absalom was bringing up a plan to kill David, to take David down. One plan was to down David, but not harm anyone else. The other plan was to take down David and all of his people. So people are sent to David to tell him, David, go cross the Jordan. So he goes and crosses the Jordan. And later Absalom and his men cross the Jordan. Because Absalom wanted full control over Israel. Absalom wanted full control. He wanted full control over Israel. And wanted David's regime done. And then the one guy that we had read about earlier, as he followed David and his men, he was cursing them and showering David with dirt. And David wasn't happy about it, but he was saying, let God deal with it. And he's basically saying, God tells him to do it, let him do it. But not the guy who was cursing David, but the plan of this other guy, whose plan was to go to a certain place and kill David, just wherever he is, that plan failed, backfired. And you see, there's many places in the Bible where the plan of the enemy just backfires. Think about in your body. Generally, there are certain cancers and other things where if you get them at a certain severity, more than likely you will die. But then, when God does a miracle. It causes that thing to backfire. Causes the plan that the enemy has to backfire. And this planned attack on David, that would have got David killed, backfired. Like how earlier on in 1 Samuel, when Saul was trying to kill David, backfired. And not only does God make us giant killers, but when we pray, it can cause the plan of the enemy to backfire. And when I say it backfired, that's another way of saying it failed. It did not do what it was meant to do. And so I think of one verse I look at, think of is Luke 10:19, where Jesus said, "Give unto you." Authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all of the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. So that means he gives you power to tread on snakes and scorpions. To overcome the power of the enemy. Look at the plans that these very bad people had for COVID. For example, we were never supposed to open back up again. We were never supposed to open back up again, ever. Ever. Their plan is backfiring. There's been a couple times, where they've resurged it and it comes back and you see a couple different waves of increased cases and that, but then it keeps backfiring because people keep praying. People keep cursing it. And I know for sure that David was praying unto the Lord that he would not die at the hands of these enemies. And instead, their plan was frustrated. It was not able to happen. Didn't make just be powerless. God did not make it so that we would just sit here on this earth and be powerless. No, God made us powerful. He made us more than conquerors. So, even as you curse plans of the enemy and whatever the enemy has in store, you have to bless the Lord. So whatever that enemy is that's staring you down right now, maybe it's a sickness, maybe it's a disease, maybe it's depression, oppression, maybe it's, who knows what it is. You got to curse that enemy and bless your Lord, your God. And the Bible, remember, the Bible says, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Lord God, I thank you for this word tonight. Thank you that we put this word to practice, that we would curse our enemies, but as we do that, we would bless you. And I thank you, Lord God, that even now, in this country and across the world, thank you, Lord God, that you are frustrating the plans of the wicked. You're frustrating those plans and bringing them to naught. Now, whatever they do will backfire. Whatever they cry will backfire. And I pray, Lord God, that you would reign. You would have that final say. And I thank you, Lord, that you've made us to be more than conquerors and to overcome the power of the enemy. And I thank you that we would put this word to practice in Jesus' name. Amen. In terms of the Tigers, this weekend the Tigers had a series in Anaheim where the Tigers did lose the series 2-1. However, yesterday the Tigers won the closing match 5-3 on a 2-run double in the top of the 10th inning to put them over top of the Angels 5-3 in a battle that had become 3-3 in the fifth. And then the pitchers pitched their way through to the ninth inning without allowing any runs. On either side, Tigers have the day off today, and will start a homestand tomorrow. And Cabrera did get 2 more RBIs to help his case. And even though he's not as good as he had been, he still continues to show signs of hope. And it's good to see him doing good things. The pitchers did a good job yesterday at limiting the home runs that the Angels were able to take out. And it was an overall good game yesterday, even though the Tigers did lose the series 2-1. And like I said, they will try for another one tomorrow. All right, folks. Until tomorrow night, God always. So long, everybody.